U.S. Embassy and Nigerian security officials confirmed the release of the four American filmmakers and their Nigerian colleague. A statement on the film company's website said the Americans and a Nigerian man accompanying them were released to U.S. Embassy personnel in the capital, Abuja. The crew is scheduled to report to the state security police on Friday for processing. Lawyers representing the group say no offense was committed by their client. They argue that the group should be charged or released from jail. The Seattle-based company Sweetcrude says the U.S. citizens entered Nigeria legally on April 5 to complete a documentary on oil production in the Niger Delta. Nigerian security forces consider the violence-prone Niger Delta a military zone and restrict access to outsiders. Omon Julius, a journalist in the Delta, agrees with the government position, saying the region is too dangerous for foreigners without military protection.
If anything happens to these people, it will be very embarrassing, not just to the pretty in Nigeria, but to the government itself. So that it is good, any good is coming for any tricks, it should be notified, because sometimes they have just surprise encounters with all these militants and similar people on the high sea. It will be good of even those who are coming. And because they will normally provide some kind of cover.
A group of 14 U.S. lawmakers sent a letter to Nigerian President Umar Ayaradua calling for the immediate release of the filmmakers. A number of foreigners have been arrested in the Niger Delta recently as the Nigerian military grapples with an insurgency that threatens Africa's largest oil industry. The bulk of Nigeria's oil is produced in the Niger Delta, where armed groups frequently attack oil installations and kidnap foreign oil workers in a campaign for a greater share of the region's oil wealth. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.